Good morning. It's time for the Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. Thanks for listening. It's Monday, October 15th, 2018. We have about maybe 15 vessels on today's Columbia River ship schedule. It's funny how sometimes the date and the number of ships seem to coincide. But at any rate, so we'll be talking about those ships in just a minute. On the Columbia River Bar, we have this morning seas about 2 to 3 feet high, and they'll be building to 4 feet doing those max ebb current times. We have one around 10 a.m. They happen about 12 hours apart, one around 10 p.m., and then again around 11 in the morning tomorrow. So the tides are always moving around the clock a little bit later every day. And as I've said earlier in the program, in the news program, tides happen at different times. So wherever you're going to the waterfront, if you're going to be on a beach somewhere, just check those tides using a tidal app on your phone, or saltwatertides.com is a great website for checking tides. You can get a little booklet from places like England Marine or your local hardware store, probably that they have on the counter sometimes, that you can look up the tides for area beaches. And today we're going to be talking about an interesting group of Good Samaritans called the Cajun Navy. I've talked about them before, but they're in the news again in the aftermath of Hurricane Florence. It's all about people helping people. I love to talk about stories like that. And there are many instances during disasters when people have come out to help one another. This story, of course, just concerns maritime stuff because that's what we're talking about here. Let's take a look at our Columbia River ship schedule for the day. 5 inbounders, 7 in the Astoria Anchorage, and 3 outbounders heading downriver and out to sea. Our first arrival in the river is the Federal Iris. She's arriving from South Korea, probably will come into the Astoria Anchorage at about 8:30 this morning, so she could be out there already. In fact, I saw a ship kind of gliding by our studios here on the waterfront in Astoria a little while ago. Bet that was her. So she is ultimately heading upriver to pick up wheat. She'll be in the Astoria Anchorage for at least the day, I think, and we'll see whether she's on the schedule to move on tomorrow. Ships come in, and sometimes when they do stop in the anchorage, they often undergo inspections before they head upriver. Sometimes they need to stop in order to wait for a berth to open up or undergo various inspections before they can head to a berth. Next inbound is the New Dedication. She's also arriving from South Korea, headed for the Astoria Anchorage, another ship arriving around 8:30 this morning. She, too, is a wheat ship. Lots of wheat vessels on the schedule today, as there are at this harvest time of year. The ATB Dublin C is arriving from Ferndale, headed for Portland. She's a petroleum tanker. She's a tug and barge, articulated tug and barge rig, but her barge carries refined petroleum. She'll probably pass Astoria around 2:30 this afternoon and get to the Portland area by about 8:30 this evening. The Ken Say is arriving from Vancouver, British Columbia, headed for the Astoria Anchorage. She'll be there by about 5 p.m. The articulated tug and barge, the Vision, is arriving from Anacortes. She's headed for Portland. She's also carrying, her cargo is also refined petroleum. She will pass Astoria probably about 7:30, and about 11:30 p.m. she'll be in the Portland area. In the Astoria Anchorage, we have the New Dedication. She's headed today for the port of Vancouver, to pick up wheat, leaving around noontime. That would put her in Vancouver at about 6 p.m. The Yangtze 7 is headed to anchor off Vancouver. She'll be leaving the anchorage here about noontime and get there up in the Vancouver area by about 6 p.m. And the Ken Say that's coming into the Astoria Anchorage will be there until about 2 p.m. when she will head upriver to the Kalama Anchorage and leave about 2 from here, get there about 7. The IDC Pearl is leaving the Astoria Anchorage, head for the Port of Portland to pick up soda ash. She'll be leaving around 11 p.m., and that would put her in that area by about 5 a.m. tomorrow morning. That leaves the Latika Nari, the Olympus, and the Loch Melfort, which is a body of water in Scotland, awaiting orders. The Loch Melfort is at the Port of Astoria, a great opportunity to drive over there if you can and watch a ship loading logs. In our outbounders, the ANSAC Columbia is leaving the Port of Portland with soda ash on board. You can always tell when a ship has that ANSAC acronym in her name, American Natural Soda Ash Corporation. Those are ships that are on a dedicated run with soda ash. That's all they carry. A lot of the other bulk carriers that come into the Columbia River are what are sort of colloquially referred to as tramp ships. They're like ships for hire, like semi-trucks for hire, and their cargo changes all the time. And sometimes when those ships are sitting out there in the Astoria Anchorage, they're undergoing cargo hold inspections so that they can change cargoes from, say, a mineral cargo to a food cargo, which requires a USDA clearance in the U.S. in order to go from something like, say, soda ash to corn. You have to show that your cargo hold is clean and has been freshly painted and it meets standards for food, to carry food, what is ultimately to be food, in the cargo hold of the ship. The Ocean Sukses is headed outbound from Portland with wheat on board, leaving about a little bit after noontime, 12:30 or so, should pass Astoria outbound around 6:30. And the Yarrawonga, named for a city, a town in Australia, is leaving Calama with wheat on board at about 6:30 p.m. So by about 11:30 p.m., she'll pass Astoria outbound. You might see her running lights there. Let's talk a little bit about, this is such a fun story, such a great name, the Cajun Navy. I talked a little bit about this during when Houston had a terrible hurricane. The Cajun Navy kind of came out of the woodwork to help. And so there's another story on gcaptain.com this morning about their helping with Hurricane Florence. And this is such a neat story of people helping people. I wanted to share it with you. So I'm going to read a little bit of this story to you. The Cajun Navy has entered popular vernacular, but what do we know about this group? The famed Cajun Navy came to be when a former Louisiana state senator pleaded for someone, anyone, to assist after Hurricane Katrina in 2005. Between 350 and 400 people and their boats answered the call. The makeshift flotilla rescued more than 10,000 people from flooded homes and rooftops. The group quietly returned to the back bayou watering holes, knowing the next big one is just a reality of Gulf Coast living. In August 2016, Louisiana was hammered again by a no-name storm and historic flooding. The Cajun Navy fired up their airboats, John boats, which are like little open aluminum skiffs like we see a lot around here with outboards on the back. They're shallow draft boats. And so this is a group of well-trained boaters who are volunteers who want to help one another when something goes wrong. They live in a place that's disaster-prone like we are here on the upper left coast, here on the west coast of the U.S., and they are willing to come out as volunteers and help with their boats. And I have no doubt that when we have a disaster here that requires that, people will do the same thing here. This is a very maritime region. They have a lot of small boats that are very shallow draft, so they don't draw much water. So they can go into a flooded neighborhood and motor up and down the streets and look for people who need help. And that's exactly what they needed in this situation. This is similar to what happened in New York City during 9/11, Operation Boatlift, which you heard me talk about on the anniversary of that event, that disaster, that tragedy. Boats in all the waters around New York City. People just hopped in their boats, charter boats, fishing boats, utility boats, work boats, tugboats, and they just came to the aid when the Coast Guard called for help. So there's a real example of American ingenuity, so to speak, and people wanting to help one another. So during Hurricane Harvey in Houston, social media and smartphone apps came into the picture for the Cajun Navy, and they started contacting one another using the Zello app, and that made them able to reach a lot more people. Now in Hurricane Florence, they've been helping as well. They've rescued more than 150 people who are trapped in their homes, children, pets. Here's a quote from a South Carolina resident. It's not that local firefighters and police can't get it done, but the extra help means a lot. And so, at any rate, a lovely story about people helping people. You've been listening to The Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. Thanks for listening, and have a great day.